Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times bestselling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Hello and welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Very, very glad that you're with us today on this Thursday. Particularly glad because of the series that we are in. Derek Prince is teaching us about the fear of the Lord, and he's cleared up so many misunderstandings about what is false fear, what's religious fear, what's demonic fear. Boy, if you haven't heard any of that, log onto the website at derekprince.org and really make sure you get those truths in your soul. You may need to drive off a force of religious fear in your life that's robbing you of the joy of the Lord. Now today, Derek's going to continue. He's going to be talking about the book of Proverbs, one of my favorite books in the Bible, and particularly getting practical about this whole issue of fear. One of the things that Derek's going to emphasize today is that the fear of the Lord fine-tunes what we ought to hate. Now, I know that Christians don't talk a great deal about hating because we're not meant to hate human beings, but we are absolutely to hate certain behaviors, certain ways of speaking, certain immoral forces. In fact, the Bible actually says that we're measured in some cases by what we hate, that you know a man by whether he hates evil. And the fear of the Lord, as it works itself into our soul, will actually create a holy hatred of wickedness. And man, in our generation that really pumps sewage into our very homes through the media, we need to have a holy hatred of the unrighteousness that would rob us. So let's get ready for this now. Grab your Bible, get a notepad and a pen, take notes, because you're going to hear some things that really can help you perfect holiness in the fear of God, as Derek Prince teaches us on the fear of the Lord.
I shared that the fear of the Lord is the only source of true wisdom. Well, in the first chapter of Proverbs, wisdom is personified and makes a dramatic appeal to the whole human race. And I'm going to read wisdom's appeal. It's found in Proverbs chapter 1, verses 20 through 29. Please listen carefully as wisdom gives forth this appeal, which is addressed to the whole human race. Wisdom calls aloud outside. She raises her voice in the open squares. She cries out in the chief concourses. At the openings of the gates in the city, she speaks her words. All those are the places of meeting, the places where people gather, the places where the greatest number of persons can be addressed. So wisdom's appeal is made to the whole human race. This is what she says. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my reproof. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. And again we see behind wisdom personified the Lord himself. He says, if when I reprove you, you repent and turn back to me, I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you. And we need to bear in mind always that it's only the Holy Spirit that can make known to us the words of God. And then God speaks to the stubborn and rebellious, and this is what he says, through wisdom personified. Because I have called, and you refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no one regarded, because you disdained all my counsel, and would have none of my reproof. And notice, the opposite of the fear of the Lord is disdaining counsel and reproof, being unteachable and uncorrectable. So wisdom says, because you have disdained all my counsel and would have none of my reproof, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. Those are fearful words, aren't they? When your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, be very sure the consequence of rejecting wisdom and the fear of the Lord ultimately is distress and anguish. Wisdom continues, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despised all my reproof. There's a very solemn phrase there, because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. We need to understand that the fear of the Lord will come into our lives through a choice. We have to make a choice. We have to exercise our will. We have to make a decision to invite God to impart to us the fear of the Lord. It does not just happen. We must cooperate with our will in this process. If we do not make the right choice, then the fear of the Lord will not be ours, and we will be in the category of those who would not receive God's counsel and despise His reproof. Here is such a clear watershed. Either we invite God to teach us the fear of the Lord, or we turn away and despise and reject His counsel and reproof. That's really the watershed of a human life. Either you are on one side or you are on the other. If you are on the side of the fear of the Lord, then all the blessings we've been looking at will be yours. But if you're just over on the other side and you reject God's counsel and reproof and do not open your heart to the fear of the Lord, then you must expect distress and anguish. You see, wisdom is still appealing to humanity today. That's not out of date. Humanity hasn't changed. The heart and the ways of men have not changed. And God hasn't changed either. In fact, God is the great unchangeable factor in the universe. God still speaks to men today and says, stop, think on your ways, listen for a moment. I have good advice for you. I have counsel. I'm willing to teach you something that will bring my blessing in its fullness into your life. Now we look on further in the book of Proverbs at some other passages that also speak about the fear of the Lord. Each one has something specific and special and important to tell us. The next passage in Proverbs is Proverbs 8, verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. Again, it is wisdom who is speaking, telling us the nature of the fear of the Lord. It's to hate evil. We see again and again all through the scriptures that the fear of the Lord permits no compromise with evil. We have to know exactly where we stand. If we have the fear of the Lord, we will not in any way tolerate or compromise with evil. We'll hate it. We'll reject it. We'll make no room for it anywhere in our lives. And then one more passage in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs 10, verse 27. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but the years of the wicked will be shortened. Again and again, especially in Psalms and Proverbs, the fear of the Lord is linked with long life, with good days. The fear of the Lord prolongs days, but on the other hand, the years of the wicked will be shortened. You see, that's just the opposite of so much contemporary thinking. Today, people think, if I want a good life, I've got to throw off all restraint. I just got to go my own way, do my own thing, please myself. Nobody tells me what to do. That's really the attitude of our generation, perhaps. And yet it's so totally wrong. It's the exact opposite of the truth. It's a deception of Satan that's ensnared multitudes in our time. The truth of the matter is, the more you cultivate the fear of the Lord, the more respect and reverence you have for God and His ways and His requirements, the better and the longer your life will be.
You know, I am newly married, relatively newly married, and I have learned that one of the ways that I love my wife is to understand her passions, her desires, the things that turn her off, the things that thrill her. That's very much the way it is with God. If we're going to love God, we must learn to love what He loves and hate what He hates. And you know what? The Bible says the Lord hates a perverse mouth. He hates the evil way. He hates pride, arrogance. He hates evil in every form. We must, may the Lord grant it to us, cultivate a hatred of what God hates. That is perfecting holiness in the fear of God. There's more to come as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
The Bible proclaims, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes." In his classic book, The Holy Spirit in You, Derek Prince reveals how this third member of the Trinity desires to be your supernatural helper. Through its pages, Derek clearly explains the ways of the Holy Spirit and how He works in the lives of believers. You'll discover that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can experience the presence of Jesus, pray according to God's will, receive greater understanding of the Scriptures, and receive healing in your life. To order your own copy of Derek's book, The Holy Spirit in You, simply call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The Holy Spirit wants to bring you comfort and power. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy of The Holy Spirit in You securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. I hope you've been with us all this week thus far for Derek Prince's marvelous teaching on the fear of the Lord. And now, as we move into the next portion of this teaching, Derek is about to touch on a theme that I am so excited about, because he's going to talk about the fact that the fear of the Lord produces confidence. I believe that God's people should be bold as lions, should be confident, should be a people who know their God and do mighty exploits. And it's the fear of the Lord that can inspire that greatness and that boldness and that living large attitude in our lives. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us on the fear of the Lord.
Proverbs 14, verses 26 and 27. In the fear of the Lord there is strong confidence, and His children will have a place of refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, to avoid the snares of death. Those two verses present four specific benefits of the fear of the Lord. First of all, it gives us strong confidence. That is, it delivers us from all evil, negative fears, from worries, from anxieties. How many people do you know today that really have strong confidence? Oh, confidence is so important. The Bible says in the New Testament, don't cast away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. What's the key to confidence? It's the fear of the Lord. A person who walks into a room with confidence produces a different reaction from people who don't have confidence. A person who takes up a job with confidence is much more likely to succeed than someone who's full of inadequacy and fear and worry. So the fear of the Lord delivers us from all those evil, negative fears which inhibit us and render us many times much less effective than we could be. Second, it says, God's children in the fear of the Lord will have a place of refuge. So the fear of the Lord points us to a place of security. That's one of the key words in the thinking of most people today. It's security. People are security-oriented. They want their houses secure. They are very concerned about burglar alarms and burglar-proofing their houses. They want their investments secure. They want their retirement secure, although, alas, inflation seems to be defeating that for so many people. But the true security, which does not depend simply on material or financial issues, the key to that is the fear of the Lord. His children will have a place of refuge. I'm inclined to think that things may soon be happening in this world of ours that will make a place of refuge very, very important. I spend a good part of my year in Israel, in our home in Jerusalem. And every time you walk through the streets of Israel, on every corner, on every house wall, you'll see a little sign, usually painted in black or in red. And it says in Hebrew, La Miklat. You know what that is? It's to the shelter, because they're continually aware that they may be attacked without warning at any time by enemy forces. So every house has to have a shelter. Every community, every area has a shelter. And their experiences have made them aware of the necessity of a shelter. But that is true, really, in the lives of all of us. Is there anything in your life that points you to the shelter? I want to suggest to you that the fear of the Lord is that arrow painted on the wall that shows you the place of refuge. Third, the fear of the Lord is the source of life. The book of Proverbs says there in the passage we read, the fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. That's a beautiful picture. A fountain is something that goes on flowing. It's not measured. It's not rationed. It's free. It just continues. There's a continual connection in the scriptures between life and the fear of the Lord. And then the fourth statement there in that passage of Proverbs we read is that the fear of the Lord keeps us from the snares that would entrap us and destroy us, the snares of death, the snares that would bring us to death, both physical death and, more important still, spiritual death. Our way is beset with many snares, but the fear of the Lord can keep us from those snares. And then further on in Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. Those are almost breathtaking promises. The fear of the Lord leads to life. Notice again the connection between the fear of the Lord and life. It's the way to life. Second, he who has it will abide in satisfaction. It produces abiding satisfaction. How many people do you know today who abide in satisfaction, who are never discontented, never frustrated, never grumble? And then it says, the one who has it will not be visited with evil. It will keep us from the visitation of evil. That's almost too good to be true, but it is true. It's the Word of God. It's Scripture. And the key to it all is the fear of the Lord. I'm going to go on to look at two further passages in the book of Proverbs that also speak about the fear of the Lord. The next one is Proverbs 22, verse 4, which says this, by humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. Notice those benefits. Riches, honor, and life. How foolish to turn that down. Notice again the continuing emphasis on life. The fear of the Lord is the way to life. It's a fountain of life. It's the key of life. Not just long life, but good life. How different, as I said already yesterday, from contemporary ideas of how to find life. The attitude of many people in the world today is, if I want a real good, exciting, rich, full life, I've got to throw off all restraint, I've got to please myself, I've got to make myself number one, I'm not going to be tied down by any of those old-fashioned religious restrictions. That's really the kind of way people think and speak today. But it's a deception. And I think as we look at the lives of people who talk like that, after a little while, we see them frustrated, disappointed, and wondering where the satisfaction is that they thought they would find.
Let's make sure that we have the four benefits of the fear of the Lord in our notes and in our hearts. First of all, it gives us strong confidence. It delivers us from all evil, negative fears, from worries, from anxieties. Number two, it points us to a place of security. It gives us that confident position in where we stand relative to God. Three, it's a source of life. It's a source of the overflow of life that comes from knowing God and comes from being rightly related to Him. And finally, it keeps us from the snares of death. A healthy dose of the fear of God keeps us from stepping into the traps of this life. There's so much more great stuff to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
The Bible proclaims, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes. In his classic book, The Holy Spirit in You, Derek Prince reveals how this third member of the Trinity desires to be your supernatural helper. Through its pages, Derek clearly explains the ways of the Holy Spirit and how He works in the lives of believers. You'll discover that through the power of the Holy Spirit, you can experience the presence of Jesus, pray according to God's will, receive greater understanding of the Scriptures, and receive healing in your life. To order your own copy of Derek's book, The Holy Spirit in You, simply call toll-free 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. The Holy Spirit wants to bring you comfort and power. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or order your copy of The Holy Spirit in You securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield, and we are thoroughly enjoying and being changed by a teaching today by Derek Prince on the fear of the Lord. And we're just about to hear about a caution against envying sinners, something that is just rampant in our society today. Let's listen.
We'll go on to one more passage in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 23, verses 17 and 18. Do not let your heart envy sinners, but in the fear of the Lord continue all day long. For surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. That's counsel we need to hearken to. Continue in the fear of the Lord all day long. I understand that to mean that the fear of the Lord should permeate our whole life and dictate our entire lifestyle. I do believe that a person who lives and walks in the fear of the Lord will have a very distinctive and very attractive lifestyle. So we have to continue in the fear of the Lord all day long. It's not something we just put on at certain moments, like when we go to church. Some people become very reverent in church, and when they walk out of church, they lay aside their reverence, and they begin to behave differently. But the Scripture says, continue in the fear of the Lord all day long. And don't envy sinners. Don't be enticed by the seeming pleasures of sin, which are so temporary and so frustrating. But continue in the fear of the Lord. And then the final promise, which is so beautiful. For surely there is a hereafter, and your hope will not be cut off. There's a hereafter for everybody, whether they want to acknowledge it or not. But there's a hereafter with hope for those who continue in the fear of the Lord. So that's the ultimate benefit of the fear of the Lord. It's not restricted to benefits in time, but it goes beyond time and into eternity. It gives us a hope that extends beyond the grave, a hope that will not be disappointed. That's the promise of God's Word.
It's a great truth of the Bible that change doesn't come until we decide that change is welcome. And as we listen to Derek talk about the fear of the Lord, I'm aware that one of the things that could keep the spirit of the fear of the Lord from taking up residence in our life is that we really don't want to change. You know, I often joke about my friend who talks about one day writing a book called Demons I Have Known and Loved. His whole point is that we like the parts of our personality that get us in trouble. If you like your angry words, if you like your bitter personality, if you like the immorality that's in your life, then of course you're not going to welcome the fear of the Lord. So I want to ask you right now, are you really willing to welcome into your life the spirit of the fear of the Lord so that there is a moral change, a vision change, a passion change in your life? I mean, it might mean breaking with some friends who dump garbage in your life. It might mean changing habits. It's almost certainly going to mean changing television channels. It might mean all kinds of things. But if you'll welcome the fear of the Lord into your life, you'll find both the moral passion and the peace that Derek Prince has been talking about. But it comes first from a decision to change. And so take a few moments. And when we leave the air in just a few moments, take a few moments to go before your God and ask Him to bring the change, to bring the willingness to change in your life that welcomes the spirit of the fear of the Lord. That's all the time we have for today. We'll sure be back with more of this tomorrow. But for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, do join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
Take a moment right now to order your copy of Derek's book, The Holy Spirit in You, available for only $8.95. To order, simply call us toll-free. 1-800-448-3261. That's 1-800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Our numbers again, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or in Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can order your copy securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org. That's derekprince.org.